Hinemoa's daughter. Her hair is so long, you could plait it all the way to the moon and weave it with a sprinkling of stars. She writes poetry as only the muse can write. When she smiles, she melts the heart of God. I'm from Te Arawa, she says. She shows me her litany of scars. They climb like ladders up the insides of her wrists. Deep, savage cuts to the bone. Speak of her youth and the countless times she sent herself along the path of the spirits and sought the solace of Hine Nui Te Po. Like her tipuna, Hinemoa, she swam the lake. But her lake was of fire and death. Broken bottles, drunken fights, smashed families, shattered and scattered whānau. And she made it. She crossed the troubled water and found her tāne who loves her more deeply than the heart can tell. In the city of the lost, they raise many fine young children with aroha. Breaking through. The tiki hangs from her neck on a thread of flax. The fetus of Ponamu lies tangled in her hair above her heart. The planes fly around, the tangle of feet, the trample of sound on concrete. The toot of cars fills the city air. We live in another time. In this supermarket of hate, she wears the moko. You can see it beneath the scars on her chin. Greenstone tears hang from her ears. My sister breaks through, flowing from her wairua, crammed with the taonga of her tipuna.